Sports.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, the word is shut up in my bones like fire, and it's coming out. We serve a consuming fire, our God, my friends. You know, it's interesting. We've been talking about Pat Robertson over the last couple minutes and, you know, the 700 Club guy that helped put the American people back to sleep over the last 40 and 50 years. It's interesting that the apostles and prophets sealed God's testimony with their blood in their lives, and yet the modern self-professed church leader today attempts to undo through prosperity what they sealed with their blood.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's absolutely sickening to no end.
Yeah, it's the exact opposite now. We see people who from, in fact, we actually did a newsletter on this one time where you take a picture of the old preachers, such as John Wesley, Martin Luther, you go to the old-timers and what they did, D.L. Moody, John G. Lake, you go through all these guys. You look at their pictures, they're all very serious, very stoic.
Some of them
look like, some of them look like they've been through just everything.
Determined.
Yeah, determined, yes. And they look weary, they look worn in the sense of like they're doing their duty, like they're soldiers in a battle. And then what we did was we contrasted that with the preachers of the modern day who have the cheesy, you know, slick smile
hair,
and the diamonds and the
hairdo.
Yeah,
the Joel Osteens of the world, you know, the rising stars. The world calls these people the rising stars because they're friends with the world.
That's exactly
which is
right.
Enmity with God. What's the element of holiness, friends?
Yeah, exactly. And you're looking at the comparison. One looks like glamour shots. The other one looks like people who have sincerely, like you look at a soldier in the natural, let's just put it that way, in war, if you look at them, they've got a different look about them. They're humble. They're not really, because they've
there's
been through so much.
There's a difference between the historian and the veteran.
Exactly.
The historian wants to tell you what the deal is, and he's got his mouth just shooting off the top, right? And he's just telling you all the things that we have done, but yet he doesn't know what it's like to be in the war.
That's exactly
the guy
right.
That's in the war, he's the humble guy because he's got all the scars, but he's got the power and the testimony running through him.
That's right. So if you look at an older veteran who's been through war, they're going to be quiet, they're somber, they speak slower, it's hard for them to get things out because they've seen so much. They look like they've been through war. They don't like, hey, yes, just went through everything, had those lots of battles, and everything's wonderful, here's my smile today. Go ahead and give me your money and everything will be great. Now, if you compare that, just to make sure the point is completed, to the modern day, those spiritual preachers who have been through war, in the sense just like natural soldiers are, you can see it on their faces because they've been through it. Now we see those people who talk a lot about Christianity, a lot about
God. What God did and what Jesus did, but they themselves have no understanding because they want to dance around the cross.
That's right.
They don't want to bear their cross.
And it's all feel-goodism, humanism, positivism.
Totally. Metaphysics.
It's not bear your cross, take up your cross, as Jesus said, deny yourself daily and follow me. It's not that. It's, you know what, if you're feeling bad, we just rebuke that spirit. You know, you don't want to have any sort of, like, you know, thing going on in your life that you might be a hard trial. But the comparison between the two is unbelievable.
You know what's interesting is during the break, I said to Stephanie, I said, why am I the only one angry about this?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I the only one angry about the compromise going on in the body of Christ?
Well,
why do I have to remind people that America, you're in trouble, and this is the reason that you're in trouble is because of what you've allowed in your country, not just in government, but also to the professed church. Keep in mind, it is the professed church in America that is the greatest advocate to the homosexuals and now becoming the atheists, and aside of that, also to the abortion industry.
And the evolutionists.
And we wonder why?
That's right. And when you're talking about being the only one angry with it, I think, you know, spiritual leaders who are true spiritual leaders obviously need to have a righteous indignation. But it's not just that. If you look at the worldly, I saw a video today of two guys, younger guys, right? They did a mockery of all these prosperity preachers. And I didn't like the spirit in which they were doing it. Obviously, they were doing it to make a mockery of the gospel. But what they were saying was true.
That's their
and
perspective.
The world, that's right. It's a worldly perspective saying, listen, all these people do is say, you know, sow your seed, give me your money, and then all of a sudden all these good things are going to happen to you. It doesn't work that way.
Oh, my goodness. Jan Crouch
Yeah.
Paul Crouch? I mean, over the top. Folks, these people, there's millions of people in this country that continuously pour money into those ministries only so they can buy another jet, another limousine, another castle on a hill. I kid you, negative friends. These people had not one home, but two homes and three homes and four homes and five homes and six homes and two Learjets. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And they're making hundreds of millions of dollars. They're not preaching the cross. Because they don't understand the power of God unto salvation. Listen to me carefully. I'm saying this to everybody. If the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, friends, it teaches absolutely nothing. And what are these people attempting to do? They're attempting to entertain you out of your pocketbook, only away from the cross. In fact, it's their job to preach until they drive you to the foot of the cross with the law in the hand of Christ through their preaching.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand none of that stuff. Oh, that's old school. I know, isn't it? That's what we're complaining about, is the new thing ain't working out, is it, friends? Nope. We need reformation. And the way that we're going to get reformation is when we repent before a just and a holy God and get back to what He commanded. And I am so humored by those people that sit there with a smirk on their face. Yeah, come on, dude. Hey, do me a favor. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Take a look at me. Do I look like a guy that's been properly nurtured by the professed and modern-day church in America? No, not at all. And I want to tell you why, because it wasn't man that put anything into me. It was God that answered me. Now, going back to what Stephanie was just saying, can you imagine? This is where this indignation comes from. Can you imagine 101st Airborne at the Battle of the Bulge, and a bunch of reporters coming back into America, namely after 405,399 men, women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution. This guy read it, but he didn't understand it. He didn't understand what it cost to actually magnify the laws of our constitutional republic unto death to give us freedom in America. Can you imagine that reporter coming back and say, hey, listen, it never happened? That's exactly what these hirelings are doing. They're attempting to undo what really happened. And they're attempting to do it without a price that needs to be paid. And I'm telling you, friends, the old time gospel is here, like it or not. Because as the Lord said, return unto the old paths. But you know what the people said? He said, you'll know the ways of peace if you do. But the people said, we will not.
Will not have it so.
That is in the book of Jeremiah, and God judged that nation. And that's what you are under today, America. What we were talking about since the beginning of last hour is Romans chapter 13, the correlation between God and government. And then I started going off on this little bunny trail today when I went to get groceries. Hey, I'm getting loaded up. My Holy Ghost gun is getting loaded up. And I'm talking about the word of the Lord. By the Holy Ghost, who brings things all to remembrance, line upon line, precept upon precept. Folks, preachers that don't preach out against sin, they ain't called of God. That's the whole purpose they're called. Is to slay sin, not to compromise it. And the reason they ain't slaying sin is because they don't have the sword of the Spirit in their hand, because they don't know what it is.
They don't have the holiness in their own lives to be able to confront it in someone else's.
No!
Yeah.
Let's come back, friends, right after this with Pat Robertson. And then we'll hit, hopefully, nine other preachers. What's wrong with government today, friends? Well, let me ask you the question. What's wrong with the church? Well, that's why I don't go to church. Well, you're a part of the problem, not a part of the answer. Be right back. Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Stephanie went rambling on. I'm glad that you're concentrated. See, friends, let me say this too. People think that because of the modern-day hirelings that Jesus came into the world to tell the world everything was okay, when in fact, then why was he crucified? Why were the apostles martyred? Why were the prophets killed? Why?
Too much truth.
Oh, Bradley, you're so aggressive. I know Christianity by its very nature is aggressive. Why aren't you aggressive? Where's the spirit of Christ? The Bible says we are called, not just Bradley Dean. We are called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Bradley, why are you so indignant towards the things that offend God? Because God is a jealous God. And the Holy Ghost within us lusteth to envy. In other words, he is jealous over his church.
Yeah.
And he has not a voice in this country, or very few, that are willing to say it the way that it is.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, the Bible talks about, you know, in John 10:12, about, but he that is a hireling, which is what these people are, and not the shepherd, you know, they're called to be shepherds over their flock, who own the sheep are not. Seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep.
Yeah.
Now, wolves can come in many different ways. Wolves can be, you know, the doctrines of the day, the various things we're dealing with, such as homosexuality, abortion, whatever. These are all things that try to, you know, come at the flock. But if you're a good shepherd, you're going to drive away that wolf. You're going to speak forth the truth so that doesn't devour your sheep.
Yeah.
In the same way, now we're saying, oh, I just don't want it. I just let those wolves in,
yeah,
because I don't want it. It's going to be, yeah, too offensive to fight that.
Yeah,
mom.
Who cares about what's going on in the public school system? Who cares about the 4,000 babies that are going to be murdered tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares about that? You know, that's not. There's nothing we can do about it. We're raptured from responsibility, only to meet our judge. Hey, for those that refuse to repent, prepare to meet your God, friends.
It's kind of like jumping out of the frying pan and into the fire, so to speak.
Totally. Consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver you. That's scary stuff.
Yeah.
Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Friends, I'm talking New Testament. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. What? Flee from the wrath to come. Well, what saves me from the wrath of God? Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And I don't do it out of fear, a diabolical fear. We've talked about that 50,000 times. I want to get over to Pat Robertson again.
Yes, we have to finish that video.
Yes. Folks, the apostles and the prophets sealed God's testimony with their blood. And the modern day self-professed leader of the church attempts to undo through their prosperity as to what the apostles and prophets laid down through their crucifixions. And that's what you're dealing with today. Again, these are preachers of lawlessness. They don't understand the power of God unto salvation. They don't stay the course. They've never eaten the flesh or have drank the blood of the Christ. Mm-hmm. And I say to you, to those that do understand the testimony of Jesus Christ, to whom shall we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. Those are the ones that understand because they hold faith. They hold faith. And there's so many in the professed church today that want to get away from the cross, and they want to do everything they want to do, but they want a little Jesus. Jesus is always in the back seat of their life.
Or Jesus is the convenient truth that they make up in their mind. It's interesting. I did a little searching about how people, you know, how many people go to church and things like that, but some religious stats I was looking up. And it was interesting that a majority of people, they believed in heaven, but that same amount of people, a less amount of those people, believed in hell and Satan.
They don't have to believe. It doesn't matter. The devils aren't even that stupid.
Right.
They tremble and believe.
That's right. Even the devils believe and tremble. But it's like when you look at that statistic, they're saying, I like Jesus. I like the idea of a heaven. I'm not so into that idea of hell. So I'll choose to believe in that which I like because
right.
I created a God to
suit my
sin
Amen.
Like that. But I don't really like the fact there's hell because if there's hell, there might be consequences for my actions. And that just I just don't really like that part of it.
But you know what? This is straight and this is narrow and this is hard. Yep. Yeah. Now you're beginning to understand Scripture.
Yeah. And it's so backwards. And I think for a lot of people who just attend church, it doesn't even have to be, you know, a way out there really weird prosperity church or anything else. It could just be, you know, you go to church and you are not hearing this type of gospel. So when you hear it for the first time, it's almost like, wow, I've never heard anything like this before in my life. It seems so aggressive because our judgment has been so far turned backwards and the intensity of Scripture and the aggressiveness of Christianity and what we're called to do, our light as a church, not the true church or the professed church, has gotten so dim that when you come up here up to par where it's supposed to be, it's like, wow, that light is blaring on me. Well, that's exactly what we're called to do, but it's so far backwards from the minds of people who just attend church regularly because the ball's been dropped so low.
Keep in mind that evil men understand not judgment, Proverbs 28. Mm-hmm. They think it's a bad thing. No, it's not. It's God's process.
Right.
Let me get over to Pat Robertson. Denies the earth is 6,000 years old. So he's a believer, friends, that doesn't believe.
Sorry.
Is it a Tyrannosaurus?
Yeah, Tyrannosaurus Rex and I don't know if this one had a female name like Susie or something, but anyhow, they're out there. And so there was a time that these giant reptiles were on the earth, and it was before the time of the Bible. So don't try to cover it up and make like everything was 6,000 years. But that's not the Bible. That's Bishop Usher. So if you
all these things existed before
the Bible. That's like
so there's a preexistence of
dinosaurs before God created
creation
them?
Creation before the creator? How did that work? That takes a leap of faith.
That is bad.
Hey, it was there before I was around.
Oh my gosh, I can't even believe that.
It's complete.
It's like saying, yeah, the baby came before the mom was there.
Okay, let's go to Pat Robertson real quick. But there are signs that he's more than just a controversial figure. The multimillionaire senator's son has been caught with financial ties to dirty politicians and the such. What did you find, Chase? Anything credible?
Working on it. Just little things. It's hard to tell what the source is nowadays.
Yeah, we're trying to be careful about it.
Of course. Crazy,
yeah, and I think the thing is, too, is when you're hearing it straight from the horse's mouth right now, when he says this, before the Bible, he's basically discrediting God and saying, well, listen, this happened before God. You know, there's things that were taking place before God was there. It's like, God has always been there. There's no time to him. He's, I am. I am means he always has been. He always will be. He's forever. So when you say, well, this took place before, you know, the Bible.
He's always been.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense for you to say something like that. And it's just absolutely outrageous. Like I said, a good website, drdino.com. We go to Creation Science Evangelism. And it's just so unfortunate. And, you know.
He said that in 2012, by the way. And then he reiterated it. He tried to reestablish what he said. Now what he's doing now at this point,
he's trying to justify what he said.
He is totally trying to justify it because he didn't just say it once. He said it twice.
Right, right.
Okay?
Sometimes you say things like, well, I got to clarify what I was saying because before when I was saying saying this, I was really frank, but this, but I got to make, you know, I got to make it more clear the second time around, because the first time I really said something I shouldn't have said, and I'm just trying to justify what I'm saying now.
Yeah.
So this is very interesting stuff. I just...
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Okay, now listen to this. This was in February of 2014. He said it again. Listen
so
carefully,
this is
friends.
Last
this
time.
Is Pat Robertson, friends.
Downgrade any of my religious brethren, but let's face it, there was a bishop in the Middle Ages there, 1800 something, who added up the dates.
The Middle Ages, 1800s. The Middle Ages were the 1800s? Guys, no, come on. I don't want to get into flesh on this, but again, this just jacks me up. Here we go.
Listed in Genesis, and he came up with the world had been around for 6,000 years. There ain't no way that's possible. You know,
oh,
anybody
who's
in
here,
the
Pat?
Oil business knows that he's drilling down. He drilled down 2 miles, 3 miles, 4 miles underground. You're coming into all these layers that were laid down by the dinosaurs. And we have skeletons of dinosaurs that go back about 1.65 million years.
What
oh
the heck?
Dude,
what? Hey, the
wow.
Earth is 6,000 years old, but it goes back to 65 million, and you can't even remember what you were just thinking what happened yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe it.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
It's getting to the point where it's so foolish.
Oh, my goodness. 65
God is not slack
to
repay them to their face that hate you, the Lord said.
Wow.
So, you know what? The bottom line is, friends, is we'll just let him sit in it because he's starting to stink right now. Here's another one. His name is Mace. Mace isn't the first rapper turned ministry, but he may be the first rapper turned minister turned rapper turned minister turned rapper.
That's a lot of turning.
You know, I think what he's happening, he's probably struggling with his call. That's not so bad. He's just having issues, right?
Yeah,
there's
right,
warfare
right.
going
mm-hmm.
on,
yeah.
but he's working it out. Here's another guy. His name is Harold Camping. Now, folks, listen to this one. This is crazy. This is straight ludicrous. You've got to be outside your mind to believe something like this. Everybody laughed at Harold Camping when he predicted that May 21st, 2011 would be the end of the world. But Harold laughed all the way to the bank. Friends, there were people that sold everything they had and gave Harry some money. Mm-hmm. Turns out he's convinced his parishioners to give him all of their money since the world was over anyways. By the time May 21st came and went, Reverend Camping had reportedly raked in a cool $80 million. Folks, nobody warned of covetousness more than Jesus Christ.
We're still here. World didn't end.
Hey, yes.
You know them by their fruit.
All right, let's get to Al Sharpton, minister. Reverend Brother Al Sharpton working for MSNBC. Everything they stand for contradicts the word of God. Who's he a reverend for?
I don't know.
Wow.
He's not.
All right. We'll come right back. 1-866-233-0747. Rocking the gauge, friends. Where's the calls? 1-866-233-0747.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. You know, we always hear this scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, what would you think of me? Let's say you lost somebody in war. Let's say that you know somebody that sacrificed themselves for the freedoms in which we have today. And what would you think of me if I took the reputation of that individual that was so close to your heart and I ripped up their reputation and denied everything that he did on the cross to give us the freedoms that we have? That's what I'm exposing right now.
That's exactly right.
This is exactly what I'm doing, friends, because here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to die for us. He sacrificed himself for us as a propitiation for the sins of the world.
You know,
and it jacks me up when I look at these preachers trying to dissect the testimony in which he gave through a sacrifice. Does it not offend you? What would you think if there was a bunch of atheists in the United States of America that were trying to remove the crosses of our veterans? Because, friends, guess what? They are. Does that offend you? It should offend you, because if it wasn't for their sacrifice, you wouldn't have the freedoms that you have today. See how it works in the spiritual? Same way. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is not, guess what you have in the natural? Communism, totalitarianism, atheism, homosexuality, murder at will, namely innocent babies in the womb, indoctrinating children, allowing crime in an administration, namely in their government. See, that's an unthankful people. They don't mind that their freedoms are going to hell in a handbasket, because they're not thankful for the sacrifice given to give them the freedoms in the first place. How can you not be jacked? I'm even talking to you guys. How can you not?
Yeah.
Asking the question.
I know. When you say that, it does. It's when you look at these preachers and you see the bad name that they're giving, it should enrage everyone, because as Catherine Booth said it, she and her husband helped founded the Salvation Army. She said, a false witness on the behalf of Jesus Christ is the most mischievous traitor on the earth. So when you claim the name of Christ, but then you don't represent him how he should be represented, as he is, not how you think he is, then you are the most mischievous traitor on the earth. And that's what people need to understand and realize. Listen, they're called to be as gospels, ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, true representatives.
Christ.
If you look on, you know, any kind of court of law, if you bring up forth a witness must testify truly to the person that's on trial. When you go look at Christ and you see these people who are witnessing who are not Christ-like and do not represent him, it should enrage everyone.
Well, we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection.
Exactly. It's a false witness.
Hey, listen, the Bible says, awake to righteousness and sin not. He said, I speak this to your shame. He said, awake to righteousness and sin not. That's the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 15. Friends? You know, and the Bible also says that those that are not witnesses of the resurrection, it's because they themselves are dead in sin. They want to do something else. You know, it's also interesting, too. I'm just going to go with the Holy Ghost here. Friends, the reason people don't find God is because they want God's hand, not his heart. And the Lord said in Jeremiah 29, he said this, 11 through 13. He said, you'll find me when you seek me with your whole heart, not in part. And when you meet those people that have double lives, friends, how can the Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. And guess what he'll reap? He'll reap confusion. He won't have answers because he hasn't sold himself to the things of Christ. And by the way, when you're the son of God, you've been redeemed. The atonement at one meant has been brought forth. There's reconciliation between you and God. Hey, you're a part of the family. You're no longer a slave. You're a son or a daughter. Listen to this carefully. We're going to go to the next preacher, Al Sharpton, in just a minute. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. He goes on, giving no offense in anything that the minister be not blamed. We're called to be witnesses of the Spirit of God, because the Bible says that the Spirit bringeth forth life. The oldness of the letter doesn't. So there's got to be a testimony and a witness of the Holy Ghost so men find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. But he goes on, Paul does, in 2 Corinthians 6, giving no offense in anything. Offense towards who? Towards God. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings. Why would they be thrown in prison? Yeah. For exposing the corruption of the king?
That's a different gospel, I'm sure many
by
people.
By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. Not a counterfeit love. By the word of God, which is truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich. Is having nothing and yet possessing all things. What? You know what Paul says after this? Follow me. He said, follow me. You have got to be out of your mind. You mean through many trials and tribulations we enter into the kingdom of heaven? Hey, friends, is that what these men are preaching? Absolutely not. It's in the Word.
That's exactly what I was going to say. When's the last time you heard anything remotely close to that on a Sunday morning? You're talking about imprisonments. You're talking about sufferings. You're talking about everything that we're going to go through. When is the last time you said, here's the job description. This is what a Christian is. This is what to expect. Here you go. How many people would choose that?
They even counted Jesus amongst the transgressors.
That's right.
They laid crime on. Hey, folks, when they were crucifying Jesus Christ, and by the way, there just wasn't one witness. There were thousands of people on that hill that gave the approval through their inactions, advertently or inadvertently, to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. They knew that the authorities of the day were lying about Christ. They tried to lay blame to crimes that he never committed. Just think about that. Now, the guys that we're talking about, the Robertsons, the Al Sharptons, and the such, the Paul and the Jan Crouch, folks, they're not being called out for the things of the Spirit of God and holiness. They're being called out for the works of the flesh. They contradict what Christ commanded, yet they call themselves Christians? Folks, come on. What's wrong with governments? What's wrong with the church? Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton spends so much time meddling in the media spotlight with MSNBC. By the way, their slogan is forward. That is a slogan found in the communist playbook. I don't even think I need to go here. People wonder if his message has more to do with vanity and PR, public relations, than the Bible and Christian values. Of course it does, because it contradicts it. He's got, let me tell you something. Him and Jesse, they got a nice little cove in hell. Rest assured.
Yeah, and the Bible talks about those that teach that gain is godliness.
Send this to them. Tell them I said this, please. For the sake of their souls, maybe that one of them will find mercy.
Exactly.
It's really that bad. They're pathetic wannabes is what they are.
And, you know,
uncivil rights leaders, turning men from the faith, not to the faith.
It's very interesting, you know, when you take a look at it and you say, those that teach that gain is godliness, the Bible says, from such turn away.
Yeah.
And when you come to Christ because you see the need that you have for a Savior. You don't come to Christ because of everything that you can get. You want to come to Christ because you see that, Lord, I see that I've broken your commandments and I need a Savior to save me. This is unbelievable.
Here's another preacher, Terry Hornbuckle.
Hornbuckle.
When Pastor Hornbuckle started out in 1986, he certainly seemed like a man of God. He raised his congregation from just 15 members to thousands in just 6 years. Hey, friends, you can always rest assured when a man of God is preaching the Word of God, he's going to have a small congregation. When you study the generals of past, friends, they were having church alone. Remember, they were ostracized for the faith. See, they were killed by the people that thought they were Christians. John 16. They thought they were doing God a service when, in fact, they were crucifying the Spirit of Christ. See, friends, there's nothing new under the sun. The Spirit is the same. You know, persecute the living Christians, but praise the dead ones. Nothing new under the sun, friends. Rest assured, nothing new under the sun. And I'll tell you, the ones that are loved the most are those that compromise the most.
Hmm.
They hate guys like me. This is why, by the way, the voice of the prophets, not proclaiming that I'm a prophet, but I'm saying overall the prophetic voice, the apostolic and the prophetic, are not allowed in the churches of America today because they don't want to be called out. They don't want to repent. Going back to Terry Hornbuckle, when the mask fell off, it all came crashing down when he was accused and convicted of drugging and raping three women. Oh, by the way, he won't be released from prison until 2020.
Wow.
Huh.
You know, when you're talking
about... That's the fruit of a godly man, right?
Exactly. When you're talking about, you know, speaking well of them, when people speak well of you, the Bible says in Luke 6:26, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so do their fathers through the false prophets.
So and these are they that justify themselves, mm-hmm. and they won't account themselves guilty before a just and a holy God.
Exactly.
And so that which is highly esteemed among men, my friends, is an abomination in the sight of God. These are the men that the world approve of. When God sends a man, the world is not okay with that individual. Henry Deacon Lyons, back in 1994, Deacon Lyons was the highly respected president of the National Baptist Convention. So when he was arrested for embezzlement, his supporters believed him when he said it was just the white man out to bring him down. And unfortunately, the accusations turned out to be true because Henry had stolen more than $4 million from the organization's 10 million members during the few years that he was the president.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that the fruit of a godly man? But friends, these are the people that are in the hierarchy. And I'll tell you, the ones that are the real deal are those that are calling out. You know, I just told our producer just yesterday, I said, you know how you gauge a man of God today? The one that's in trouble for doing the right things. It's a fact.
That's so true.
You know, and you get all these little, I don't understand the crosses. Oh, I just don't know about that. No, really what you're saying is I just don't know that cross, and I don't want to have to bear it. I'm okay with praising Jesus. I'm okay with talking about Jesus. But the bottom line is I don't understand Jesus. You're exactly right. Hey, tell the truth and shame your compromise. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I just wondered if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Here's the message that I get from the modern false prophets that say, peace, peace, my friends, when there is no peace. These are the ones that make war against God. You ready for this? This is what they have to say. Here's Benny Hinn. This guy wants a Holy Ghost machine gun. Listen carefully. Of those that speak out against what he preaches. You ready?
People of God, quit attacking man of God by name. Somebody's attacking me because of something I'm teaching. Let me tell you something, brother. You watch it. Here's God in heaven. I wish I can just... They call out the minister in my foot. You know, I've looked for one verse in the Bible. I just can't seem to find it. One verse that said, if you don't like him, kill him. I really wish I could find it. But don't mention people's names on your radio program and your TV program, thinking you're doing God's service. You're not. You stink, frankly. That's the way I think about it. Sometimes I wish God would give me a Holy Ghost machine gun. I'll blow your head off.
Wow, that sounds very godly.
That's what you're dealing with.
Oh,
now, notice what he said. It's exactly what the spirit of Antichrist does to those that preach what God commands them to do. Now, this isn't weird stuff, friends. I'm telling you. And I can tell right now, mark my words on this, we're coming to these. That's what we're doing on the radio. I had a friend not too long ago say to me, Bradley, everything you were doing in public schools is exactly what we're dealing with right now. I know. We were 12 years ahead of the game. Praise God. And I am telling you, friends, it's not going to be too long before these people, either you correct yourselves before a just and a holy God. There's no other way to say it. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, before you begin to see this take place. I shared with my listeners not too long ago that there was a beer company that said they thought it was really cute when they said, you know, there's so many Christians, but yet so few lions.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing funny about that.
Right.
But why would they even innuendo something like that? Because it's really what's inside of their heart.
Right, exactly.
Out of the abundance of their heart, their mouth speaks. We got Kara calling from Michigan. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me on. God bless you for all you're doing.
Amen.
And
exposing all the wolves in sheep's clothing. And I think, too, when people have a spirit of discernment, you can pretty much, you know, ye shall know them by their fruits. And I'll give you another example. We have Rick Warren, who wrote the New York Times bestseller, Purpose-Driven Life. He's into this one-world religion stuff. He had met with a Bashar.
We just lost her.
Looks like it just got...
one, and everything based on feeling and emotion. And we have Jack Van Empe, who is one of my favorite pastors that I, my husband and I do listen to. And I don't know if you follow his preaching at all. But TBN, Trinity Broadcast Network, as you know, started by the Crouches. And he was carried on that network up until a few months ago when he cut his ties. Why? Because they had pretty much tried to silence him. He has done quite a few documentaries on President Obama and really speaks the truth and takes on this administration. And they pretty much wanted to silence him, and he said, I am not going to shut up. And God bless him, because he is on some of the other networks still, Christian media. But he did sever his ties, Jack Van Empe.
Well, I can tell you why, because they didn't want the IRS scrutiny, as nobody does. I mean, that's the bottom line. But the bottom line here is Jan Crouch and Paul Crouch were already in trouble because they had family members coming forth telling the people as to where their finances were actually going to. And it was basically to the family estate. So I get all that, but you know what? I mean, the bottom line is people need to wake up and smell the coffee. If the world is at peace with these people, let me ask you the question, Kara.
Yeah,
what is it?
Kara,
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, so how is it that the professed church in America is at peace with an administration, and I'm not talking about all of the administration. There's good people in government. There's more good than there is bad. The good are just allowing the bad. That's really what it comes down to. Why is the American church at peace with an administration that's at war with God? I'll tell you why. Because they themselves have set themselves at war with God because they fail to repent before a just and holy God. And when you have a man that is highly esteemed, as the Rick Warrens and the such, the Paul and Jan Crouch, it's a no-brainer. If these people aren't preaching the cross, they're preaching everything but the cross. They're preaching you to walk away from the cross, and what they're doing is they're saying, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, in this particular case with Paul and Jan Crouch. And now it's been vindicated.
First time I saw him years ago, saw the big mega church of the amount of people, and not... bringing people to the Word to find more fishers of men. And he just struck me the wrong way. I could see right through it. You know, not all of us have that spirit of discernment, but the Bible does make it very clear that a lot of people will have itching ears, and they have been spiritually blinded, and they can't tell, because if you don't have the Holy Spirit in your Word and your nose is not in the Word, where when you can identify these things... you have to know the Word to be able to identify that wolf in sheep's clothing.
That's common sense. I mean, I remember watching Joel Olstein doing a sermon one time, and I noticed that he did not bring up Scripture. I think it was either zero times or maybe one time he brought up Joel Olstein during his whole entire sermon. Yeah. And when you look at it, they don't preach the Word of God.
Well, let me ask
there's
you
something
this, too, if I can remember real quick, because I know time is short. Do you notice, too, when Joel Olstein, during his services, he's got that huge global earth ball gold on the stage, and in the corner of the right-hand screen, if you look carefully, it is a symbol of Islam that is of like Al Jazeera, the little symbol that they use in the far right corner of the globe. You don't see the cross up on stage, and there's hardly a scripture here, a scripture there. But it's all about feeling and looking to your inner self and your inner self this, and we must think positive thoughts and positive, and it should be preaching that Word of God, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no,
and,
I totally get it.
My pastor always said for years, how do you judge a church? And he said, it's really pretty simple. If they are not preaching the Word of God, get out. mm-hmm. not what kind of music the people there in the church, oh, I don't like this old lady, it's too old for me, or the music.
Yeah.
No, are they preaching the Word of God?
Yep. Kara, for the sake of time, Kara, I have to get off the line. We got about 2 minutes here. Folks, another one. Thank you for the call. I totally appreciate it. Another one was Jimmy Swaggart. He was caught with a prostitute in 1988. 2 years later, he was caught with another prostitute. His kingdom collapsed. Here's another one, friends. Thomas Wesley Weeks, Jr. The world watched when popular evangelist Bishop Weeks married Pastor Juanita Bynum in a million-dollar ceremony in 2002.
Oh.
And they were just as shocked when Weeks was caught beating, stomping, and choking Juanita in the parking lot of a hotel just 5 years later. But the scandal wasn't over yet. 2 years after the incident, Juanita announced that she was a lesbian who had been and had many affairs with women while she was a pastor.
Wow.
What's wrong with government, friends?
It's almost...
See, because you've allowed these hirelings in the pulpit. And you know those that are called and sent of God, friends. You can always judge them by how much trouble they are for doing the right things, not the wrong things. Are they preaching out against, Father, or friends, what's going on today? Here's one more for you. His name is Ted Haggard. This guy is dripping homosexual. Ted Haggard was the leader of Colorado's largest megachurch. Then in 2006, a male prostitute outed him by saying they spent several sex and drug-fueled nights together. Haggard admitted getting a message from the man and buying meth from him, crystal methane from him, so he had to feed that monster. But then he said he threw the meth away and kept it in his pants. Unfortunately, no one believed him, and he was fired from the church for sexually immoral conduct. By the way, Bishop Harry Eddie Long, did you know that he was friends with George W. Bush?
Yes.
Did you also know that Ted Haggard was friends with George W. Bush? Did you also know that they were friends with Sandusky's organization out in Penn State scandal? So there's a lot of connection, friends. And when you begin to see these kind of scandals blow open, why is there so much protection? In a lot of cases, the crimes that they committed against their congregations, they should have all been thrown in jail, but they weren't.
Yeah, it's amazing. And when you just, even when you're going through it and you're hearing the twisted scenarios and stories of what these people have done, it just makes you sick. It just gives you a sick feeling.
What about Jim Jones? I mean, that was CIA orchestrated. Did you guys know who Jim Jones was?
Yeah, that was back very in the 70s as well.
That was another scenario. And by the way, the state-run media loves to jump on these. But I'm just here to tell you, friends, I'm here to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. Those that are the sheep and those that are the goats. Now, if these preachers actually read the Levitical order, they would understand exactly what I'm talking about right now. But because they never have, they don't understand that God is a holy God.
And I want to make clear, too, this is not an excuse for you, those people that have never wanted to come to Christ in the first place, when you're hearing all these preachers, see, I told you, I just never want to come to the Lord. This is not an excuse for you not to come to the Lord. These are
It should be
not,
a reason for you to
exactly,
come to the Lord.
These are not representatives of Jesus Christ. They are not Christ-like. They are the professed, quote-unquote, church. They are not the true church and real church.
1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. Friends, we'll talk to you on Monday. Go ahead and download the podcast over the last week and everything will make sense. Hope I did you a service. I praise God for you and thank you for your time. Love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. Talk to you in I don't know how many hours. See ya.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.